Hey everyone, today is my last chronological video. I've been doing this for 2 years, been teaching for three, so it's kind of surreal, and I was just, Lord, what would you have me say today? And as you can see, no, Maxie has something to say. But as you can see from my something old, as I read the scripture there in verse 3 in Revelation 15, and they were singing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord, the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who will not fear you, Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous deeds have been revealed. And when I saw Song of Moses, it made me go back to Exodus 15 and what was going on in the lives of our people at this point. And the Lord just gave me this vision of us crossing over the Red Sea. We have crossed over, many of us are running from an enemy. Hold on, let me get my dog out. Did y'all notice I told her no and I did it anyways? What's wrong with me? But many of us have been running from an enemy, the enemy of fear, the enemy of doubt, the enemy of greed, the enemy of pride, the enemy of gluttony, the enemy of revenge, whatever disobedience, unfaithfulness, whatever our enemy is, we've been running from him this year. We have been learning. We have been putting God's word into our system. We have been absorbing it as we've been studying and reading. And you know what? We have crossed over a Red Sea. And God has closed it up behind us, and he's ready to move us to the next place. And the Israelites were going to the promised land. And I just kind of like to think we're going on a journey there ourselves as we start something brand new on January the 2nd. And many of you will be starting your reading over on January 1st. And that's truly exciting. I say many of you. We will, but I'm not going to be teaching that part of the website. Y'all are going to be teaching, actually, on walking with women through the Word. That's fun. But I wanted you all just to go over to Exodus 15. I put a link there so that you can easily get to it and read that aloud with the mind of, I have crossed over a difficult task, a difficulty in my life. I have the difficult task of reading through the Bible, and I don't mean that in any disrespect to the Lord at all, but this is a complicated book to read, and many of us have read it for 3 years now, and going to read it a fourth year, or many of us second year, or a third, that it's difficult to read. It's challenging, and many of us have, like I said, run from the enemy, passed through a canyon of difficulty while God stood the waters of life and made a wall there for us to go through. So perhaps maybe today, as you reflect on the scripture in Revelation 15:3, also would you go back over to Exodus 15 and read that aloud, particularly I'm just looking at verse 2, the Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. This is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously, and he has hurled both the horse and the rider into the sea. Who is like you among the gods, O Lord, glorious in holiness, awesome in splendor, performing great wonders? You raised your hand, and the earth swallowed our enemies. So perhaps you can read that whole, and just remember where we have been, where we've come from in our story with our characters, and of course the song of deliverance that comes tomorrow. And you know, I'm not going to be commenting on or videoing on Saturday's video, but you know, I just have to read some of my favorite scripture is 19:6-8. Then I heard what sounded like the shout of a vast crowd or the roar of a mighty ocean waves or the crash of a loud thunder. Praise the Lord, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice, and let us give honor to him. For the time has come for the wedding feast of the Lamb, and his bride has prepared herself. She has been given the finest of pure white linen to wear, for the fine linen represents the good deeds of God's holy people. This year we made ourselves ready, and next year we'll continue to make ourselves ready, because we have been invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb. Y'all have a wonderful weekend, a marvelous New Year's Day, and I'll see you Monday as we begin trusting God for a better tomorrow.